This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frieda Liu. It's Raise Your Game. It's the final Friday of the month already. Yes, already. Sheila Singer from Human Equation here in our Tools for Transformation series, together with Kimberly Montero, who's an associate producer in a station. Right. Now, many of us have barriers in our mind due to the fear of stepping forward to do the things we dream of. What are we afraid of, really? Usually, it's fear of failure, fear of being ridiculed, fear of crushing disappointment, and so on. So what we're going to do today, breaking barriers, we're going to talk about how you can break through that barrier of fear and limiting beliefs and how this can result in your confidence surging upwards and give you the gumption to do the things you've always wanted to do. So, you know, and as I know I've gone for these courses and I learned to overcome a few, but there's still things, right, that we still have fears, right? And what makes us so afraid of going ahead, do new things, or the things that we always wanted to?
Well, there's so many different reasons. One of the reasons could be the fear of failure. If you've sort of have a perfectionist mindset, or you've been brought up in a family of high achievers where failure is just not acceptable, you're afraid to try new things because you'll be compared to others who've gone before you, sort of, you know, paved the way before you and succeeded. And so if you fail, then what happens is that you have that sense of failure and everyone looks askance at you, you know. So that's one thing, fear of failing. Another thing is fear of the unknown. Because you don't know what's out there. You know, for example, people who are asked to switch jobs, you know, they're given an opportunity to go into a new area, new field, new industry, possibly in a similar role. And they're like, oh, no, I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that industry. Mm. I don't think I'll take the job. It's a fear of stepping out of your comfort zone, which makes you feel so comfortable. You're so confident inside that space, right? Mm. So the thought of going out there, doing something new, doing something unknown, don't know whether you can or not, that is very scary. Mm. Now, I'll just tell you a little bit of my own personal experience. Coming from an industry which I'd been in for about more than 12 years, had the opportunity to step out into a totally new industry. Totally new role. It was very, very frightening. Mm. But, you know, it was very fortunate that just before these decisions had to be made, I had read this book. It was called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. I think I've referred to it before and in some of the programs. It was a very powerful book. And it's like, it says that you are never going to get rid of the fear. You don't wait for the fear to go and then step out. You feel it, you overcome it, and you step out anyway. So that's what I did. And then after that, I again had to, what, say, about 8 years later, switch into another industry, totally new again. And by that time, I had a little bit of the confidence of succeeding, right? So I was able to do it. The fear is still there. The fear will be there in a way. You can't say that you're fearless going into new territory. It wouldn't be human. We are programmed with the fight or, you know, flight you know, sort of what you call it, software inside of us. So you're either going to stand there and fight for what you want and to get what you want, or you're going to run away, lah, you know. So we are like that. So to say that not having fear to do something is not realistic at all. Okay. So we will feel it. It's just a question of getting past it. If you have a lot of deep-rooted fear, like baggage buried inside of you, each time you experience something, the fear grows and grows and grows. It's like a monster that feeds itself. So you actually need to go to the root cause. And we have a process that we use in Timeline Therapy. It's called getting rid of negative emotions. We go to the root cause the first time you felt it, and get rid of that. Take the learnings from that, release the fear. And so then what you find is that the monster kind of fragments and then dissolves, you know.
And then when you face something new, you already can sort of compartmentalize, or not compartmentalize, but you'll be able to break it down. Why I feel this fear, you have an understanding already, as opposed to it being a roadblock and a blockage.
Absolutely.
Right. How then do we rediscover that confidence to go ahead and venture where angels sometimes fear to tread?
Okay, once you've got rid of the fear, that's a fundamental thing. To get rid of fear, it doesn't mean that you'll never feel fearful again. That wouldn't, again, be realistic.
You'd be human.
If you're walking by in a ferocious, you know, pit bull were to chase after you, you're not going to...
You need fear.
You need fear, absolutely, right? So, so you get rid of that basic fear. You dismantle the gestalt of fear. fear, there'll still be bits and pieces remaining. And attached to these fears also can be some limiting beliefs. So you have the feeling of fear, but it's kind of like, you know, enmeshed with limiting beliefs like, oh, I can't do this. You know, if I do this, I'm surely going to fail and all that. So sometimes you need to address each of those limiting beliefs one by one as well. The big ones that are really making a difference in your ability to search forward in, it could be your career, or it could be, you know, taking up some sort of sporting activity that you always wanted to do. So, for example, like when I first did clearing of my gestalt of fear, After that, I found out like, hey, I'm okay, man. I can do roller coasters. Before that, I was terrified of roller coasters. But now I can do roller coasters. I actually once went to learn how to, you know, test drive a mini and do the spin, you know, kind. And that's very scary, okay? Right. And I just did it. So, and I kind of lost my fear of people and confrontation and, you know, going and doing new things. So I know that this stuff works. So promoting it with other people and then watching them sort of dismantle their fears, get rid of their limiting beliefs, where they sometimes, they used to say they can't, they can't, they can't. Mm. And then now they find they can go out and do so many things. It's just so empowering and so satisfying.
Right. So are there specific techniques that an individual can use if they don't have a coach?
Okay, if they don't have a coach, then it's I would just tell people to go, you know, sort of step outside of themselves as if they are stepping out of their bodies and looking at themselves in that situation, so that they're taking an objective viewpoint and ask yourself, you know, what can I learn about the situation? What can I learn about myself? What are the wonderful things that are going to happen if I were to step forward and take this step? What am I going to gain if I do this, right? Mm. And then sit down and ask myself, what am I going to lose if I don't do this? And then weigh up the options. So if you're going to gain so much more from getting rid of this and fear or limiting belief and surging forward in your career, your life, your relationships and all that, why would you want to hold on to it and stay there, right? Mm. So that's one thing you need to do, to weigh the options, the pain versus the gain.
Right.
All right? Another thing you can do also is to get yourself into a state of confidence. That's another thing that's very simple to do, actually. Mm-hmm. You just kind of create like a circle in front of you, all right? And you just imagine yourself in the state you want to be in. Maybe you refer to a past time when you were so confident, right? And then you step into the circle and you sort of peel off the confidence and leave it there, and then you step out. And then another time, a state of being so passionate, so empowered, get into that state again and then step into the circle and then peel it off. So you just keep layering all the different states that you want to be in that would help you to go forward and do this new thing that you want to do. And then you just peel it all off and leave it in that circle of excellence, so that then you step into that circle and take it all on as if you're wearing like a jacket of confidence or empowerment.
So when you do these exercises where it's physical and you actually, what's happening in the mind and the body, you actually, when you put these, whatever it is, into action, you know, there's this specific activity to it.
Yeah, so what you're doing is actually forming new neurological connections inside of yourself. It's all about it's all about neurology. I mean, I've got people to do things in the mind. I've been coached myself where I do fantastic things in the mind. And it's just so amazing what the mind can do, because you know what the mind can conceive, you can actually go out and do. So this is the thing. We all operate in such an attitude of powerlessness. We're like so weak, you know. We're like, what can I do about this? And how can I go beyond this? Why am I in a stuck state? But it's all about using your mind. We've got the most amazing computer in the world inside of our heads, which can do so much, right? When you look at what a computer can do in terms of generating images, when you watch movies like Jungle Book, it's like, wow, so amazing. But we can do all that stuff inside of our mind. It starts in the mind first, right? Mm. Right? Before it's generated and depicted on screen. So we have that fantastic facility inside, that resource inside of our heads. The ability to actually form new neurological connections inside of us. So instead of the old one which links, doing new things with fear, you can form a new one which says doing new things is excitement, is achievement, is yay. Yeah, it's doing it inside your mind.
Sheila Singer from Human Equations, our Tools for Transformation series. We're going to hear from Kimberly Montero and how she broke through barriers. After this is Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
This is Race Your Game. If you've just joined us, it is the final Friday of the month. Sheila Singer from Human Equation here together with Kimberly Montero. We're talking about breaking barriers and how fear can cripple us. And it's all these things, right? Fear of being ridiculed, fear of crushing disappointment, fear of all these unnecessary fears, right? So, you were talking about this process of what we can go through to overcome this fear. And now we can look at things and say, I look forward to a new challenge as opposed to I'm afraid of a new challenge. Mm-hmm. So, Kimberly, what's your story before, you went on this Tools for Transformation program?
Before doing the NLP, I am a person with a lot of energy, but also I have a lot of fears. Mm-hmm. And doing new things would drive me into like a state of a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I would normally just I don't think I can do it. Let's not do it.
Where do you think this stemmed from?
Possibly when I was younger, mm-hmm. I would do something and I would not do it very well, or I wouldn't win or fail, or somebody would point out or laugh at me, and I would just I formed this belief that I'm not really that good at it.
Okay, so it was you that formed that own belief. Nobody actually caused it.
own worst enemy lah.
Okay, sometimes we tend to do that. So after that, I understand that you've done some breakthroughs in several areas.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah. So I've always enjoyed the performing arts. Mm-hmm. And sports, but I never thought I was that good at it. I did try and pursue it, but it was never 100%. I can go further with this. So I enjoy singing, mm-hmm. and I did take part in a couple of competitions prior. But when people say you're good, I'm like, nah, I'm not that good. I can't perform on stage in front of too many people. And 3 months after doing the NLP, I went to Dubai. Mm. And my mom had a conference there. And I was just hanging around. And her boss came up to me and asked me to perform. Mm. And the performance was that day. And I had no practice at all. Okay. So I was really scared. But I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. I think I'm good. What the heck? Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? Mm-hmm. So I went to a room and I practiced. Mm-hmm. I was did a very, very short rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And during the rehearsal, I was already like, I was having second thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah. And my mom was like, you don't have to do this. You can back out. And I'm like, part of me wanted to. Mm-hmm. That little inkling of fear was there, but I was... I thought about it now, and I said, no, I think I really want to do this. I just want to put myself out there. Okay. And when they called during the event, they asked me to come up, and I sang. And it was very daunting because the people there were very
serious,
very, very serious, very quiet. Okay. And I in my head, I was like, oh, I must not be doing very well.
Okay.
But when I got off stage, one of the locals came up to me and said, you know, why didn't you sing a second song?
Ah.
I was like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
And it was like, when you look at them, they look very serious, but actually that's just their demeanor, right?
Yeah,
they don't express themselves in that way.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't really matter to you in that sense that, no. Hey, I did it anyway.
Yeah, no, when I was on stage, even though it was scary and it was daunting, I felt a lot of confidence. Mm. I had this strange wave of confidence in me. And when I got off stage, it was like, I think I did a small little victory lap towards my mom. I was like, yes, okay. I did it. Yeah. And it dawned on me that I can do anything.
Right. What else have you ventured into?
I've really gotten into sports. Mm-hmm. And this, I only started getting seriously into it after NLP. Mm-hmm. I did exercise prior, but not seriously. And after NLP, I just, on a whim, started signing up for more races. Mm-hmm. And I realized I was improving. And during that journey, I discovered that I enjoyed martial arts. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that and yoga. Recently, I took part in the Malaysian Women's Marathon, and I ran my This is the first time I ran my a 10 kilometer without stopping.
Right.
Yeah. I used to run halfway, maybe about at the 5th kilometer. I would say like, no, I don't think I can handle the pain anymore. I'm just gonna walk from here on, and. At the Malaysian Women's Marathon, I ran the whole race.
Okay, so this is really mind over matter.
It really is mind over matter.
Okay. Now, how do you get rid of that fear, whatever it is that stood in your way? What was the process? What did you do?
During the program, I had a lot of negative emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Sheila's shaking her head.
Yeah, that list was a mile long.
Yeah, it was a mile. The biggest ones were, I think, fear.
Fear.
Yeah, it was fear. Yeah, it was fear. And I managed to remove that through the timeline therapy. Mm-hmm. And once I've released all those negative emotions, I found that, you know what, I have a really long list of limiting beliefs. Mm. Let's get rid of that. Mm. And once I got rid of that, it was like a sudden breakthrough.
Mm.
Like something in me said, I want to do everything now.
Okay.
You know what's a secret, Frida? Kim is just venturing into auditioning for theatre.
So as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I did take part in theatre plays prior to NLP, but only very short ones, mm-hmm. the ones that I could cope with. And recently, I did audition for a full length. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the part, but it was like a push for me to let's try something. Let's see what else I can do.
Mm.
And even if I don't get it, it's fine because I know what I need to work on after this.
So after this, there's been the singing, there's been the acting, there's been the running. You know, what else do you see? You know, like what else are you looking forward to doing? I mean, and it's looking forward to new challenges now.
Suddenly, it's like there are no limits. I see no limits. I'm like when you're a child and you want to do everything.
Yeah.
And if you ask a child like, what do you want to do when you grow up, and they'll give you like a long list of things.
So you're back to that stage.
I'm back to that stage.
Yeah.
So I'm like a child again. I'm not sure if that's a good thing.
It is. It is a good thing. It is a fantastic thing.
Right.
Children know very little fear because we, later as they go along, we're the ones who help them to install those fears by, oh, don't do this, don't do that, you'll fall. Mm. You might not be able to do that. So we put the limiting beliefs and the fears into children. They learn it from us.
Yeah.
But when they're born, they're very fearless. They just walk fearlessly. They fall down and pick themselves up, cry, and then they, you know, do
get
it
up
again.
And do it
get
again.
Up and do it
yeah.
again. And they're always trying new things and... much to, you know, our chagrin, right? That they're like, oh, look, he's just climbed the top of the gate. Look at my child, he's on top of the gate. He knew no fear, but we put it into them. So, yeah, it's great to see Kim from where she was when she came to me more than a year ago and said, can you help me? And then I said, come for the program. And looking at her now, it's amazing that you can see the confidence radiating from her physiology, where before, you know, she had a scaredy cat look about her. But now it's like, wow. She's, and we are always getting these messages, you know, Kim doing this, Kim doing that. It's quite amazing. So empowering.
From scaredy cat to ferocious lioness.
Ah, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing your story with us and your journey and how you broke barriers, and of course Sheila as well. She'll be back at the end of next month. Sheila Sinker from Human Equation, and of course Kimberly Montero sharing her story. You've been listening to Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6, ends 8/25/12.